So what does this tell us? Well, a number of things. To learn at speed, you need to slow down your brain waves, which is a bit of an oxymoron. So it's not a good idea to be shouting or having an argument or being involved in a drama or getting hysterical if you want to study. Now, it seems that the peak learning wave is the alpha wave. So ideally, you want to be in a quiet room with no distractions and somewhere where you can be relaxed. And if you want to recall information, you need to slow down even more to the theta wave. Think about it. You're more likely to remember events from the past if you're sitting in a quiet room with your eyes shut than you are in the middle of a riot. Okay, next. By exercising your brain in this manner, by choosing any one of the exercises in this course, you're promoting balance and harmony. Now, your brain has approximately 300 billion neurons. Neurons are the working parts of the brain. And it's the combinations of connections between these nerve cells, the brain cells, that give rise to memory. So every time you have a new, unique thought, you're making new connections between neurons in your brain. Latest estimates are that we use somewhere between 3 to 7% of our brain's potential, and that's a huge, that's a vast, untapped resource. One question I'm always asked is, don't all those numbers and playing cards just fill up your head? You know, the more I memorize, the more space I seem to make available to store new information. It's amazing. You can actually grow your brain just by thinking new thoughts. Now, new thoughts means new connections, new pathways in your brain. That means you have many, many more ways of solving problems. So, when you think of a blue tree standing on the right of the first tee at your local golf course, you're making a brand new pathway in your brain. Now, you can use that new pathway later on to solve a later problem. Think about it as a road leading from your house to the airport. If there's only one road and it gets congested, then you're stuck. Now, if you've got new pathways and you've got alternatives, so many different ways to get to your destination, well, that's what's going on in the brain every time you exercise it. So that's why I keep saying, not only are these exercises extremely practical, but they're highly beneficial for exercising the whole of your brain. Why do we admire a quick wit? What is it about comedians that we find attractive? Why do people enjoy exhibiting humor? Perhaps it's because they indicate a rich mixture of connections in their brains. Now, the ability of a politician to display humor by a timely retort to a difficult or probing question is a vote winner. This politician has an answer for everything. A creative mind is a powerful mind. So, as we've seen, your memory works best when your brainwaves slow to a comfortable pace. One thing I always do when recalling information is to close my eyes. I know from EEG tests that with my eyes open, the information that enters my brain via light input speeds the flow of electricity in my brain. By closing my eyes, I'm aiding the flow of theta rhythms, ideal for memory and recall, and alpha waves for learning. So, what if you're so nervous just before giving a presentation or just before an examination? How do you relax? The sales report, you know, the one that your boss asked for, the one you've been meaning to prepare, is now due for delivery in the morning. But you can't concentrate. Ouch! Stress is kicking in. Now, don't practice this if you're driving a vehicle or operating heavy machinery. Just wait till you get home. Some may compare the following remedy with practices such as meditation, self-hypnosis, or neuro-linguistic programming. I prefer to call it getting in the right frame of mind. Now, it's a method I cultivated independently. It not only banishes stress, but it allows me to tackle any form of study head-on.